Christmas passed, and loved ones separated from us by the miles and the years. A time, above all, for remembering the miracle of the baby at Bethlehem, without whom there would never have been a Christmas. For these and many other reasons, Christmas is a time for celebration.
Thank you.
This is Roy Castle on behalf of the Arts Centre Group and Radio 2 inviting you to share in a very special celebration of Christmas. You've just been listening to the BBC Concert Orchestra conducted by Kenneth Alwyn, and for the next 2 hours we'll be entertaining you with music, songs and sketches that celebrate the spirit of Christmas and bring together members and friends of the Arts Centre Group, a gang of Christians working in the arts and media, whether poets, painters or architects, writers, journalists, broadcasters or filmmakers, actors, singers or dancers, or even the occasional tap-dancing trumpet player. You never know who's turning up here. And among the good friends who are taking part in the show are Cliff Richard, Dana... I think he's coming anyway, I'm not too sure, you know. Dana... Yes! David Grant... Mary O'Hara... And many more. And we begin with two much-loved Christmas songs, sung for us by Lorna Washington.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Well, now, any celebration of Christmas wouldn't be complete without a choir. And we've invited along the most exciting choir that we could find. Through their records, concerts, and many television appearances, they've brought black gospel music thrillingly alive. Ladies and gentlemen, the London Community Gospel Choir. Community Gospel Choir there. They'll be delighting us with more numbers later on in the program. Yes, indeed. Now, if you're looking for a word to describe our next guest, you might choose surprise, surprise, because he answered the telephone this morning to find that he was being invited to sing instead of Alvin Stardust, who has the dreaded Christmas present, a touch of the festive croaks. Sorry, Alvin, and we wish him all the very, very best. Wish him well, But we do say a big thank you and a warm hello to the bubbly singer of such top 10 hits as Watching You, Watching Me, and Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, ladies and gentlemen, David Grant.
I can picture Christmas Day, so full of memories, but this year it won't be the same. No, 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 there's no mistaking. It gets cold every day, so close to Christmas, and yet you're so far away. So many parties that we're both invited to. I won't be going without you. There's nothing that I wanna do. No celebrations and or games I want to play. So near to Christmas, so near, and you're so far away. But I see their faces and remember I used to dream that way. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my heart is aching and giving to you, cause your car arrived today. So close to Christmas. So you're so far away.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
My name is Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God higher than all angels. The fields outside Bethlehem. Now two shepherds are looking for their sheep. Wait here. I'm going to tell them about the child that is to be born to Mary and Joseph.
Excuse me, sir. Can you advise me? I've lost two sheep. Hallige Anglais. Springsy Deutsch.
Wunderum, tootherum, cockerum, cootherum, shitherum, shatherum, winebree, wigtail, tarry diddle. then die. Two of our best sheep. Shake in, you Wally. Leave you alone for half an hour and chaos.
It always happens to me, sir.
Yeah, well, it must be the look of your face, boy. They're very choosy animals, sheep.
You can't blame me for that.
Yeah, well, I can't blame the sheep either. Hang on. I'll have a word with this gentleman. Maybe he's seen two sheep. Excuse me, sir. Have you seen two sheep? Hello? Hello?
I think he's foreign, Mr. Lewin.
Oh, foreign, is he? Oh, well, never mind. I've handled this sort of situation before. Hello! Sheep. Sheep. Perdu. Kaput. Hop. Hopped it. Go on, see if you can do any better than
that. Well, maybe, but I... Excuse me, sir, we were wondering... Mr. Louis?
What is it now?
There's a strange glow on this man's face.
Yeah, well, he probably all got it where he comes from.
Wrong. Yeah, anyway, we've lost two... Mr. Louis!
What is it?
There's not just one of them now, there's a whole lot more.
Oh, they're probably here on holiday. What?
Mr. Lewin?
Yes!
There must be about 5,000 of them by now, and their eyes are red like fire, and their hair is as white as driven snow! Oh, Mr. Lewin!
No, don't! Panic, boy, don't panic! Try and have a word with them, eh? I'll be behind you.
Hello? Everybody? Oh, Mr. Lewin, there are thousands upon thousands cascading from heaven, laughing and singing, with six wings, with eight wings, some small as your little finger, others 100 feet tall. Angels, sir, angels!
It's not normal.
No, sir. It's most unusual. I can see a door in heaven opened. And from this door come thousands upon thousands of people in great splendor. There are horsemen and chariots circling the moon, dogs baying and every kind of animal, people coming like the waves of the sea. Oh, Mr. Lewin, I'm afraid that we've died and gone to heaven.
Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us.
Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign for you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased.
I have seen a vision.
Listen. The angels are singing glory to God in the highest.
Oh, they are like the clouds at sunset. As each layer falls back, the sky becomes more beautiful.
The sound of their voices is like the thunder of water showering into a mighty ocean.
The sound of their voices is like a waterfall of golden coins.
Rivers bursting into the desert.
Thunder upon thunder upon thunder.
Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased.
My wife isn't going to believe this. Angels! What time do you call this? I'll give you angels!
Well, how do you explain them, Mr. Lewin?
You don't explain them, Shaggy. I mean, I'm sorry I'm late, dear, but we just met about 3 million angels all singing glory to God and peace to everybody down there.
Well, what are we going to say?
We'll say that there was this little stable.
No.
We'll get to the door, and we'll say, my goodness me, look at the time. No. We'll say, a funny thing happened to me on the way from the fields.
No.
I shall say my piece, and she'll understand. I shall say. All these angels come to tell me that God has been born on earth as a little baby in this stable.
You know what she'll say?
I think I do.
She'll say,
God in his stable!
Flipping fable!
And get your feet down off the table!
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day.
To save us all from sin and poverty, all tidings of comfort and joy.
Laugh for the Riding Lights Theatre Company. Yeah, yeah. Taking a fresh look at a very familiar story can sometimes help you to see new meaning in it, and I really enjoyed the idea of what it might have been like to have been a shepherd on that first Christmas day. And now to welcome a very special lady. She's currently playing Snow White in pantomime, but she's left the seven dwarfs looking after themselves today in order to be with us. So will you give a good, full-sized welcome to the lovely Dana?
According to the radio, warmer weather down the way, and chances are we won't be getting snow. But even if the sun shines from now to Christmas Day, as far as I'm concerned, I know it's gonna be a cold, cold Christmas without you. Of this warm, warm, lazy summer day. It's gonna be a long and lonely Christmas without you. Missing you, my darling, you know so many ways. Yesterday I met you, my man, Dad. We bought our cards together. I put the presents on the Christmas tree, and as I write this letter, it's warm inside. The love light's burning bright, oh darling, if only you would be, make it right. This warm, warm, lazy summer day. It's gonna be a long and lonely Christmas without you. You, my darling, you know so many ways. I didn't bother with the mistletoe. You won't be here to kiss me. The only consolation that I got, I know for sure you'll miss me. It won't be long until you're home again, and we can share these magic moments. But till then, it's gonna be a cold, cold Christmas without you. Love is warm, warm, lazy summer day. It's gonna be a long and lonely Christmas without you.
Had a very upsetting experience. Somebody asked me if they could use my dress to wrap the turkey in. Now, for those of you at home, it's because I'm wearing a dress which is like a silver metallic material, and it looks slightly like tinfoil. However, I'm going to put you to work, so I want you to clear your throats. Don't overdo it. And away I go. There are many lovely Christmas songs, I'm sure you will agree. Beautiful and tender as can be. I would like to sing my favorite, and how happy I would be if you would only sing along with me. All I want for Christmas is me two front teeth, me two front teeth pink. Hold it. For goodness sake, I'm working to the bone up here, you know. I need a bit of support. There's only you and me singing then. Alan, could you ever do that again, please? I just want you to hear how it should be done. All I want for Christmas is me two front teeth.
Me two front teeth.
Me two front teeth. Now it's quite simple, that's all you do. All I want for Christmas is me two front teeth. Me two front teeth. Beautiful. All I want for Christmas is me two front teeth, that I could wish you Merry Christmas. So long since I could say, say the baby dancing on a fiddle. Don't show me how happy I'd be if I could only with her. All I want for Christmas is me two front teeth, me two front teeth. Gosh, if I could only have me two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. When Santa got stuck up the chimney, he began to shout, "You girls and boys won't get any points if you don't pull me out. My beard is dark, the suit of my sack, my nose is tickly too." When Santa got stuck up the chimney, achoo, achoo, achoo. How about that for acting? Did you like that? Come on. When Santa got stuck up the chimney, he began to shout, "You girls and boys won't get any points if you don't pull me out. My beard is black, the food in my sack, my nose is tickling too." When Santa got stuck up the chimney, achoo, achoo, achoo. When Santa got stuck up the chimney, achoo, achoo, achoo. Oh, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very tiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it's so. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him na 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 na. Then let Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to stay. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you stand up, straight it out? Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you could have history." Oh, In a one horse open sleigh, all the field we go, laughing all the way. Crash on buckaroos, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells.
Of talented youngsters there, Daniel Ludford Thomas, Choir Boy of the Year, and Victoria McLaughlin, And Victoria scored a first there because for the very first time she is the BBC Choir Girl of the Year. How about that? Couple of little angels, you're thinking, aren't you? They're nice. They sing like a pair of larks. You get them in the canteen and they turn into gannets, I promise you. I love children. Well, I do a program for children, The Record Breakers. I got a letter from a little boy. How about this? He wanted to know if it would be possible for him to get into the Genesis Book of Records. They're lovely. I had to write back and say, well, you may be a little late, but we'll try. I know all about children. I've got four children of my own. Three of them play instruments. Julia doesn't. She plays a typewriter. Plays it very well. But after the 30-second chorus, it gets a little boring. But then I've got my eldest boy, Daniel. And, well, he's been at music college now for 2.5 years, ladies and gentlemen. So let's just see how far he's got. Here he is, Daniel. I often wondered why you chose to play the trombone.
Well, you see, there's one main difference, really, between the trumpet and the trombone.
What's that?
The spelling.
Well, it's always disappointed me, because I always thought that perhaps you might have become a really good trumpet player.
Yeah, well, I always wish the same for you, Dad.
All right, then 2.5 years at music college. Let's see what you can do. Or better still, let's hear what you can do. It's 2.5 years worth, is it?
Them bones, them bones, them trombones, them bones, them bones, them trombones, them bones, them bones, them trombones. Oh, hear ye the word of the Lord. Them bones, them bones, gonna play around. Them bones, them bones, gonna play around. Them bones, them bones, gonna play around. Oh, hear ye the word of the Lord. The first bone starts on the B-flat bone. Then the B-flat moves to the B-bone. Then the B moves up to the C-bone. Then we move up to the C-sharp bone. And the C-sharp moves to the D-bone. And then we go up to the E-flat bone. Then the E-flat moves to the E-bone. Then the E goes up to the F-bone. Then the F goes up to the F-sharp bone. Then the F-sharp goes to the G-bone. Oh, hear ye the word of the Lord. And then bones and bones and strong bones and bones and bones and strong bones and bones and bones and strong bones. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. And then bones and bones gonna play around. And bones and bones gonna play around. And bones and bones gonna play around. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, hear the word of the Lord.
Daniel, I have a younger son now, and show business, they always say, never ever work with children or animals. On this occasion, I've broken both rules. Say hello to Benjamin. Okay, Ben, there you go, and how would you like to just tell the audience what you're going to play?
What do I say?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, gives me great pleasure.
It gives me great pleasure.
To be able to play for you today.
To be able to play for you today.
Now tell them what you're going to play.
Now tell them what you're going to play.
Now. Tell them what's written up there.
Page 8.
Now, tell that other bit,
75 pence.
Now they know we got it in the sale. Come on. Now tell them, what did it say there? Look.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, today I'll play for you The Wild Horseman by Harvey Smith.
Okay.
Accompanied on the piano by my father, with any luck at all.
Okay, away you go, sunshine. No, give in. Sorry, can't do all that. Okay. Don't encourage me. Well, I think after that we need a decent piano player up here. So I've got a daughter called Antonia. She plays piano. Antonia, would you like to just come forward and show us what you can play on the piano? Now, what are you going to play for us?
Oh, it's a little tune I wrote myself. There's a very good reason for that, and I'm going to play that.
Why?
Because when I get it wrong, nobody will know.
Oh, all right. Here's a tune that you've written yourself. Let's have a listen to this. Thank you. So, what's that one called?
Norman.
Oh, it's called Norman. That's not very Christmassy, is it?
No, it's them bones.
Oh, yes, just because them bones were turkey bones. Anyway, let's have a little bit of something with a bit of beat to it now. Okay, everybody together. One, two, a one, two, three. Pleasure to introduce the mother to all these people. Ladies and gentlemen, Fiona, here she is. Well, my darling, so how are you doing?
All right, thank you.
Go on, are you going to sing the song you were going to sing?
Not this evening.
She's going to touch the Alvin Stardust. I'm terribly sorry, you can't sing a note, can you? Never mind.
The lengths I'll go to get out of singing with my husband.
Anyway, what a lovely Christmas present for a husband. What a peaceful Christmas I'm going to have. Anyway, Lorna has said that she'll come along and sing in your place. So you can just stand behind and play a tambourine or something, can't you, darling? Make a noise of some sort, just to make sure you're here. Lorna Washington, ladies and gentlemen, is going to help us out with this song. And we're going to try and praise him on the trumpet, aren't we? All right?
Sure,
Lorna, ready when you are.
Raise him on the trumpet, psaltery and harp. Raise him on the timbrel and the dance. Raise him with strained instruments. Raise him on the loudspeakers. Raise him on the loudspeakers. Shed everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
to water. Come on home.
Community Gospel Choir, conducted by Lawrence Johnson there. And before... Now it's time for the sweet voice of that lovely lady from the Emerald Isle, Mary O'Hara.
On Christmas morning, the French playwright Paul Claudel spoke of the ever-young eternity of God. And isn't it marvelous to think that that's something we are invited to share in? This next song, Forever Young, by Bob Dylan, echoes similar sentiments. A wish that each one of us may remain forever young.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay forever young.
May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always your hands always be busy. May your feet always be swift. May you have a sure foundation when the winds of change shift. May your heart always be joyful. May your song always be fun. May you stay forever young.
Ladies and gentlemen, Evelyn Lay.
I'm going to read you a little poem. I had difficulty in finding one, but it's quite sweet, I think. It's a message from a fairy to a little girl. And as I played a fairy last year, I think I might get the message over. It's written by Lewis Carroll, and it first appeared in Christmas 1867. Dear lady, if fairies may for a moment lay aside cunning tricks and elfish play, 'tis at happy Christmas tide. We have heard the children say, gentle children whom we love, long ago on Christmas Day came a message from above. Still that Christmas tide comes round, they remember it again. Echo still the joyful sound. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Yet the hearts which childlike be, where such heavenly guests abide, unto children in their glee, all the year is Christmas tide. Thus, forgetting tricks and play, for a moment, lady dear, we would wish you, if we may, Merry Christmas, Glad New Year.
Let the
soloist there, and earlier we had Basil Mead with Oh Happy Day, and that was the London Community Gospel Choir. Wow! Yeah, well, our final guest tonight... He knows a thing or two about what makes a great sound, because he's one of the most popular and successful performers I know. He's also been a great friend of the Arts Centre Group, helping to get this organisation of Christian artists started and being closely involved with it ever since, taking time out from his current role as pop singer come intergalactic superhero. It's a real pleasure to introduce one of the nicest guys in show business, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Christian.
Intergalactic superhero. I've heard of some introductions, but that was the best. Thank you very much, Roy. It's really nice to be here. I love Christmas. I love Christmas trees. I love snow. I love gold. I love tinsel. I even love Oxford Street and Regent Street. In fact, I love any city that takes the time and the trouble to let its light shine. But most of all, I love Jesus the Lord. And... Yeah, blow ye a trumpet for him. And I guess he'll just keep on waiting for us to celebrate the birthday that he so well deserves. I don't want to give the king anything less than a fanfare.
Happy me, ignore the claim that though a king would still he came to save us from what we are. Can we deny what's gone before? The light that led us to your door became our morning star. Created to love, but we suffered a fall, growing further away from the goal. Creating a tinsel illusion of you, forgetting the truth we've been shown. Take this Christmas time we built to cover shame and hide the guilt that keeps your love at bay. But we suffered a fall, growing further away from the goal. Creating a tinsel illusion of you, forgetting the truth we've been shown. Let's make the change, it's not too late. The king stands tall, he's prepared to wait for another Christmas day. You wait another Christmas day. You wait another Christmas
day. Thank you very much indeed. This next song I heard, so many years ago. I wasn't a Christian at the time, but I was totally moved by a show that came to London called Black Nativity. And there was a black singer on the show, a lady of late years, who has since died. Her name was, I think she was called just Princess, and she was blind. And she stood there and sang this song, and it's always thoroughly impressed me. And
Every Christmas time when I'm asked to sing it something like this, I always dig this one out. I love it. It's called Sweet Little Jesus Boy.
Sweet little Jesus boy, they made you be born in a manger. Sweet little holy child, we didn't know who you were, didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we could not see, 'cause we didn't know who you were. How, and now we are trying, Master, you have showed us how, even as you were dying, didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we could not see, 'cause we didn't know that it was you.
What I'd like to do is, and I can hardly call it a song, although I did record it a while ago and treated it as a pop song, I suppose. It's a really well-known carol, which a friend of mine called Chris Eaton changed the melody of. And tonight we
play a carol. How soon we see the light. Oh, by the deep and dream. Bless you, the silent stars go by. Given by God's free China, the everlasting light, the hopes and dreams of all the years are met in thee. How silently, how silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human heart
blessings of heaven. We hear the Christmas angels, the great blessings bell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Thanks very much to Cliff there, and that almost brings us to the end of this celebration of Christmas, folks. But not quite, because there's just time for one last medley of songs to bring together the talents of everyone who's taken part in the show. So here they all are now. First of all, the BBC Concert Orchestra. Leader Celeste Rush. Martin Abandoned, Alan Ainsworth. And Kenneth Alwyn. The Stephen Hill Singers. BBC Choir Girl of the Year, Victoria McLaughlin. Choir Boy of the Year, Daniel Ludford Thomas. Lorna Washington. The Riding Lights Theatre Company, Paul Burbridge, Stuart Harrison, and Nigel Ford. The London Community Gospel Choir. Director, the Reverend Basil Mead. Castle and his family. And on behalf of everyone here, we'd like to send all of you a very special wish for a Christmas full of love, peace, and happiness. Happy Christmas!
Thank you. love of mine, Jesus Christ, a little
of Christmas, which was introduced by Roy Castle and presented by BBC Radio 2 in association with the Arts Centre Group, came from the Wembley Conference Centre in London. Stereo Sound Balance was by John Bathurst, with technical supervision from Radio Outside Broadcasts. The script was by Brian Sibley, the associate producer was Cindy Kent, and the producer was David Raven Allen.